WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Alabama Republican Senator Roy Moore is denying a Washington Post story that he had an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old girl when he was in his 30s. Speaking on the Sean Hannity Show, Moore says allegations are politically motivated.
This is really hard to get on radio and explain this, and these allegations are just completely false.
Some Republicans are saying if the allegations are true, Moore needs to end his race. Meanwhile, local politicians who endorsed Moore before the accusations came out are staying tight-lipped about whether they'll continue to support him. Republican Representative Andy Harris of Maryland endorsed Moore in September, along with Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chair Corey Stewart. Representatives for both men did not answer the Washington Post's inquiries about whether those endorsements will be dropped. Meanwhile, local politicians, Montgomery County Police trying to figure out if the body yesterday found in a commercial part of Wheaton is that of a missing woman. 21-year-old Dania DeGuerra never returned home after she finished her shift at the KFC just after midnight Monday. Police say a woman's body was found yesterday behind a CVS at Hickerson Drive and Elkin Street in Wheaton, two blocks from that KFC. The chief medical examiner's office will do an autopsy. If you look at the sky later this hour, you may be able to see a rocket headed toward the International Space Station. Liftoff is scheduled for 7:37 this morning from Wallops Island, Virginia. The last supply mission was in October. A Loudoun County man is taking part in his 31st marathon in 31 days in D.C., and the fact that he has no legs hasn't slowed him down a bit.
Rob Jones was in the Marine Corps when he lost part of both legs in an IED explosion in Afghanistan in 2010. But by 2013, he was already challenging himself with a cross-country bicycle trip, and now 31 marathons in 31 days.
So if I'm going to prove that, you know, a wounded veteran is not a broken veteran and, in fact, can actually use their injuries to make themselves better than they ever were before, then I needed to do something really big.
That's 26.2 miles every day for the last month. Today, Jones will be running at the National Mall, and you're invited to join him at any time. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Loudoun County Board of Supervisors votes to pay for turf fields at all Loudoun County high schools.
The installation of synthetic turf fields comes despite opposition from one board member. Eric DeKennep argues the crumb rubber from old tires could pose a health risk that the EPA is studying.
If that EPA study comes back to prove that there are toxins within crumb rubber, I mean, there are other options, we have a big problem.
DeKennep argues
we're going to have to tear up those fields and find a replacement, probably put grass back, and which is, frankly, where the kids should be playing.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in sports last night, the Capitals beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-1. Their next game is tomorrow against the Edmonton Oilers. And tonight, the Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks at 7. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Ring in 2018 with WMAL at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join our very own Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at the WMAL New Year's Eve All-Inclusive Gala. Your party package includes hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your all-inclusive party package for two at WMAL.com/New Year. WMAL.com/New Year.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heather, thank you and good morning. 95 southbound at Virginia's Garrisonville Road. We've got an accident on the left shoulder. The other lanes are moving okay. It's just onlooker delays as folks go by and look over and brake tap. Beltway Outer Loop right around Frederick Road. Watch for just one far right lane getting by. That's a two-car crash. Been there for about 45 minutes. And in the district, northbound on 295 near Laboratory Road at the U.S. Naval Research Lab, all of those lanes have been cleared from an earlier disabled vehicle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a freeze warning in effect until 10 this morning. It will be partly cloudy and chilly with highs in the lower 40s. Right now, 26 degrees in Washington, unfortunately. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Westwood One and the National Football League present the Kurt Warner Quarterback Podcast.
I know Drew Brees is on the other sideline, or I know Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, but I don't play against them. That is such a lie.
Well, you went against Brett Favre or whoever,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. You know who's on the other sideline. And when you're going into a game, you tell yourself, if we're going to beat this team, I cannot be outperformed by that other great quarterback, or we don't have a chance.
The Kurt Warner Quarterback Podcast. Subscribe today.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Breaks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans. And so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL. You are listening to the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, another one of those weeks where when you think you've seen everything, something else comes up. Roy Moore, running for the Senate in Alabama. The judge, you've known him since 1994.
Yes.
Tell us what we need to know about Roy Moore as we move forward over the next few weeks up to the election in December. Of course, allegations that he had sexual misconduct with teenage girls some 30 years ago.
All right. After he got out of West Point and served as an officer in Vietnam, Roy Moore's nickname was Captain America. And the fact is that he actually behaved more like the Incredible Hulk in his political career. He never backed down from any position, never compromised, and paid a price for doing so. As people begged him to remove a monument to the Ten Commandments, pointing out there already was one right alongside the Constitution, he was adamant. The law of God transcended the words of man, and he wanted his monument. In the process, his fellow justices expelled him as Chief Justice. He came back and won the old job again in 2012, becoming the state's highest judicial officer. As a result, he again got into controversy, and again he wouldn't back down. This was over telling local officials to disregard the laws permitting same-sex marriage. So, how will someone like that react when he's told to get off the ballot for things that were allegedly done nearly 40 years ago, he's not going anywhere. And even if he wanted to, the fact is he can't get his name off the ballot in the December 12th special election. Roy Moore is a fighter, and whether you like him or loathe him, and I know very few with any middle ground on that subject, you'll find that he takes a position, stays there, and comes back swinging all the time. Some will argue it's been to his detriment that he wouldn't have lost the same office twice for his recalcitrance. Others admire his determination and commitment to principle. What I find interesting is that national Republican leaders are now distancing themselves and saying the allegations of relations with teenage girls 40 years ago, if true, should lead for him to just simply abandon his campaign and permit a write-in candidate to run. The fact is that in Alabama, we're getting quite the opposite reaction from Republican leaders. Not one is abandoning him, and in fact, they're attacking the source of the story, the Washington Post, with National Committee man Paul Reynolds saying, if it's a choice between believing the Post or Vladimir Putin, Putin wins hands down every time. We'll see about this race.
So if you're a high-level Republican senatorial strategist in Washington, is there anything you can do?
No, you can't, because as I said before, Rick, Roy Moore's name is on the ballot. He is going to be the candidate, and as I said, he's not going anywhere. The National Party is distancing itself from him. The National Republican Senatorial Committee under Senator Cory Gardner announced that it was not going to send him any more money. Two Republican senators took their name off lists of endorsements for Judge Moore. And yet, it will be interesting to see how unsolicited donations come in for him and how people continue to work. A just completed poll yesterday, when all of this story had broken, showed that he was now tied with the man he had consistently led, Democrat Doug Jones. The figures were 46.4% for Moore to 46% for Jones. That also tells me that Moore's support is hardcore. It will stay with him. As for the election in November, barring any dramatic revelation that this was a setup against him or that they actually have evidence of the charges of what he did 40 years ago, it's going to be a close race.
Turning to Virginia, John, for supporters of the Democratic Party and for those members of the media that lean to the left and are not big fans of Donald Trump, of course, the Ed Gillespie defeat was a big night for those folks. Put it in perspective, though. We've had a few days to analyze it, what really happened in Virginia, and especially with the House as well.
Well, let me put it this way. I, John Gizzi, predicted Ed Gillespie would be elected governor. He's the happy warrior of politics in the Old Dominion. He ran a positive campaign talking about an across-the-board tax cut, as well as ending sanctuary cities and providing new job opportunities in the state. And he also was leading in many of the polls. I'm in good company. Three former Republican governors agreed with me. It would be Governor-elect Gillespie by the end of the night. Well, we all had it wrong. Democrat Ralph Northam, the lieutenant governor, won. And I would just conclude this, that the brass-knuckled campaign that Northam, fueled by national Democrats, with Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez sinking $1.5 million in Virginia for voter turnout, is the dress rehearsal for the Democratic strategy in the 18 campaigns. Democrat Northam repeatedly linked his opponent to Donald Trump. saying that while he'd work with the president if he wanted to cut education and health care, he didn't have an ally in a Governor Northam. In addition, commercials run by an independent expenditure and never repudiated by Ralph Northam showed a pickup truck with an Ed Gillespie sticker and a Confederate emblem trying to run down minority children. This suggested all kinds of dark scenarios. And it also worked at bringing out the Democratic base. Turnout exceeded 4 years ago in Northern Virginia, normally a reliable Democratic base, and it brought out minority groups, and it brought out the reliable Democratic base for a landslide win, not only for the governorship, but for the offices of Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General, and bringing the State House of Delegates to a near tie after Democrats gained 12 seats. If the tactic works, as Congressman Tom Davis said, it's going to be used again in the elections of 18.
So what's next in the Senate and the House on tax reform? We'll ask John Gizzi next, but first a check of the traffic and weather. James?
Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. Virginia, southbound 95 at Garrisonville Road. Got an accident off of the left shoulder. No major delay, though, on the main lanes. Through Maryland, outer loop, right at Frederick. We've got some delays reported, but no big one. It's early in the morning. Right lane getting by. It's a two-car crash through there, blocking those left lanes. And here in the district, northbound on 295 near Laboratory Road at the U.S. Naval Research Lab. All of those lanes have opened back up from an earlier stalled car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, mostly sunny, high of 42. Saturday night, lows down to 32. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 50. Monday, sunshine in the afternoon, high 51. Some clouds Tuesday with a high of 55. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, the overnight lows will be in the upper 30s. So we'll be out of this cold snap by tomorrow. But right now in Washington, 24 degrees. The winds are whipping up a little bit here and there, which puts the wind chill at 18 degrees. 717, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is with us, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Turning to tax reform. Capitol Hill. Now, House members are all up for re-election in 2018. The Senate, different picture. So the heat's on the House to get something done that they can take back to their constituents to say they accomplished something in a Republican-led Senate, House, and executive branch. They're trying to get together on tax legislation. How would you cast the situation at week's end?
At week's end, it's a lot better than it was at the beginning of the week. It appears as though there's going to be some kind of tax reform package that will have a vote in the Senate. The blueprint for it barely passed the House of Representatives, and the sticking point has been the removal of the deduction of personal income taxes at the state level from federal income taxes. This is particularly controversial with members from high-tax states such as New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. That said, it does appear as though the package will cut taxes significantly, including a major cut in the corporate tax and the eventual phase-out of the estate tax. Now, just those two taxes, corporate and estate, have led to a narrative that we're reading that this benefits the top wage earners in America. The Financial Times on Thursday reported that the biggest beneficiaries of the tax reform package now before the Senate are the top 1% of wage earners in the United States. Now, it is true that the top wage earners will benefit from this, as will upper middle class, middle class, and lower class wage earners. It's just that they will benefit the most because they have more money that's going to be benefiting and more refunds that will come back. But so will everyone else get something in this. Will it raise the deficit? That's what critics say, because it eliminates so many sources of revenue. Others point out in the past, such as when President Bill Clinton cut the capital gains tax, it actually meant that people were able to pay their taxes faster, and soon President Clinton had more money than he knew what to do with. He turned a deficit into a surplus in his twilight days in the White House. Stay tuned for further developments here.
So, John, with the volatility in politics these days, why are the Republicans putting forward a tax plan that opens them up to the criticism of benefiting the wealthy to the extent that this seems to be opening them up to that? How do they let that happen? Is it the special interest groups that have their fingerprints on this? Well, what is it?
Oh, it's always. That's the special interest groups. But remember, for all of the influence of the special interest groups or the wealthy Koch brothers, this cannot get to first base unless members of Congress and the White House are behind it. Now, if you talk to members, they look back at Ronald Reagan's tax cut package in 1981 and his budget cut package, and they both got through Congress. It was a different time then, and again, the political rhetoric was not so incendiary. Insults didn't fly like shrapnel. And Reagan was actually able to get the package through with many Democratic votes. It's not going to be the case now. In an age when too many things are passed along partisan lines, or at least attempted to be passed, the fire and the rhetoric and the political invective will just simply grow. It's not a package that different from Ronald Reagan's. It's the times that are different.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can follow him on cable TV in the White House briefing room and also by Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Rick. Stay warm this weekend.
Hope so. 7:23, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Still to come, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnez. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself. Guaranteed. It's that simple. There is literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
It's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend JJ, who decided after hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss that he was going to give it a go. So JJ, what made you want to try EMP 180?
Well, what really pushed me over the edge was my son had to draw a picture of his family for school, and he drew, you know, stick figures for himself, for his sister, for his mother. And for me, he drew a stick figure and then a big circle around the middle.
Oh, man.
It made me realize that I needed to be a better dad, to be a better husband, to be a better example, and to be better for myself. And so, you know, when I heard your ads, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Amazing. So now you just got started, but how has your experience been starting the plan?
They have been really helpful with some issues I had with some medications I was taking, and they worked on that really closely with me. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. It really is something that they work with you to customize. So it was great.
So there you have it. Do what I did. Do what a lot of people are doing. And check out EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Two locations, Tyson's Corner and Rockville. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
This is such a blow to investors.
You know, right now, breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Don't miss the Veterans Day sale at Mattress Warehouse, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com.
The wires of the Associated Press have been so iconic in broadcast journalism, and they have a feature. It's called The Latest. And this is a way that the AP just continues coverage of a major story. And every hour or two, there's a new addition to The Latest. Well, they have a heading, The Latest on Sexual Harassment and Abuse Allegations. And this is how things developed yesterday. Late afternoon, ER actor Anthony Edwards revealed that he says he was molested as a child by a director and a producer, said he stayed quiet because of emotional manipulation. A spokesman for the producer, Gary Goddard, denied the allegation. Earlier in the day, Ellen Page says director Brett Ratner outed her in front of the X-Men cast and crew when she was a sexually unsure 18-year-old, leaving her feeling violated and ashamed. Comedian Louis C.K. says recent allegations of sexual misconduct are true, has released a statement expressing remorse about using his power irresponsibly. A freelance writer has accused Rolling Stone publisher Jan Wenner of sexual harassment, saying Wenner offered a writing contract to the man if he spent the night at the publisher's Manhattan townhouse. Wenner said in a statement he did attempt to have a sexual liaison with Ben Ryan, who was 27 at the time. Incident happened in 2005. Wenner denied offering a writing contract for sex. Actor Jeremy Piven has responded to another allegation of sexual misconduct against him.
denied it. We could go on. That's the latest from Hollywood. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up next, and we'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson in the next half hour.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump talks to Russian President Vladimir Putin today about alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny.
He said every time he sees me, he says he didn't do that. And I believe him. I really believe him when he tells me that he didn't meddle.
The conversation happened as Mr. Trump and Putin appeared together for a photo shoot in Vietnam. Just a few minutes from now, a rocket headed for the International Space Station will lift off from Wallops Island, Virginia. The launch window's from 7:37 to 7:42. For the best view, NASA says, look southeast. He lost his legs in an explosion, but not his ambition. Today, Loudoun County native and Marine Rob Jones runs his 31st marathon in 31 days. This last one ends at the National Mall.
Oh, it's been really awesome. I mean, every city I go to, I have people coming out in support. I have people running with me.
And he's inviting you to join him today if you'd like. More than 1,000 people have joined him so far during his runs. One of the country's first openly transgender women elected to office wastes no time getting to business. Danica Rome tells reporters her priorities include fixing Route 28, making sure members of the LGBT community have access to health care, and creating a shield law to protect reporters. She was elected to the Virginia House of Delegates earlier this week. She unseats long-term incumbent Bob Marshall. And in sports, the Caps beat the Penguins 4-1. Their next game is tomorrow night against the Edmonton Oilers. Tonight, the Wizards take on the Hawks at 7, and tomorrow, the Skins play the Vikings at 1. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This Veterans Day, join University of Maryland University College in showing appreciation to the members of our armed forces and their families who've dedicated their lives to protecting our great nation and our freedom. Share your message of thanks by using hashtag ThanksVets and read others at umuc.edu/ThanksVets.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Heather, it's so cold, probably not a lot of people out, so not a lot happening. But a couple of issues to tell you about that could slow you down if you're out this early Saturday morning. Southbound on 95 at Garrisonville Road, left shoulder block. They're having a tough time getting that pushed over to the shoulder. It's a two-car crash there. Everybody's in those right lanes. Maryland, the outer loop at Frederick Road, one right lane getting by. The left lanes are shut down through there. And that stalled car got moved off of northbound 295 at Laboratory Road. Looks good through there again. No delays reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a freeze warning in effect until 10 this morning, and it will be really chilly with highs in the lower 40s. Tonight it will also be partly cloudy tonight with lows around 30s. Right now, 26 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change.
Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of reasons why you should call my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams, today. It's a fact that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers $30,000 more on average. Plus, Sarah and Debbie sell their homes three times faster than the average agent. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Sarah and Debbie's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar and will even guarantee to buy your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only ones you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar and start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. You heard me. Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
737, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained intel operative, vice president at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
We've been looking at President Trump's trip through basically each stop, and we've talked already this morning about South Korea. We've talked about his stop in China and Japan, and I want to get your perspective, first off, on his stop in Vietnam. There is a significance, and tell us about it.
Well, a couple things. First, the Vietnamese people love America. He's been very warmly received. It's notable, obviously, after having a very long war with those folks, that the relationship is completely healed and they've become an economic partner. To that point, the Chinese, I think, have noted in no small way the fact that he went there and that he's visiting Vietnam. Vietnam has become a natural enemy of the Chinese for any number of reasons. They actually fought a war just after the end of the Vietnam War. And what's ironic here, Rick, obviously, is, you know, while that all remains very much antagonistic, we're friends with them now. Go figure. But more importantly, the Chinese also note his comments regarding economics, about his President Trump's willingness to essentially build partnerships with those nations directly, which tells us and the Chinese that, look, he's willing to walk away from any of the bad relationship, bad deals we had before. Remember, he walked away from the TTP, and him doing that, Rick, really, he promised to do that before he was elected. He actually drove people from the Bernie campaign over to join him. I know some folks who did vote for him over Bernie, over Hillary, just by the fact that he decided that he was going to throw out the TTP. So I think this Vietnamese trip was meant to kind of signal some things about the trends of the past are not going to be his trends in the future.
You know, the president has been criticized for the strong position he's taken about Kim Jong-un.
Right.
And, you know, will this lead us to war? Now the president's being criticized for basically sucking up to the Chinese and being weak with the Chinese. And as I heard the criticism, I couldn't help but think that President Obama spent 8 years of sucking up to everybody from Putin to Castro brothers. And what did we get out of it? What do we have to show for it? So what's your read on what Donald Trump is doing in China in those meetings and in the things he said there?
Well, one of the things that I'm not sure it was said or not, but I would have done it, was put the most favored nation trade status on the table. That's a huge issue for the Chinese, of having that status with us, obviously for any number of huge economic reasons. But also it's an issue of face, saving face. So I'd like to believe he probably said something privately behind. I wouldn't put that in public. I would clearly bring it up in private. Secondly, he was shown a great deal of respect by the fact that he was the first modern leader, Western leader, to be allowed to visit the Forbidden City. That's huge. People don't understand how much China values the idea of respect. Again, Rick, to your point, President Obama spent years trying to essentially, I'll be blunt, suck up to the Chinese and had no success. And here President Trump is on his first trip being given that honor. And I don't think for a minute that President Trump moderated except to essentially refocus his rhetoric. He was very snarky. He even said, look, you know, if I were you guys, I'd take advantage of us, too. I saw that as a very snarky but in-your-face message in its own way. So I think that it's been made very clear to the Chinese, even if President Trump's moderated somewhat his rhetoric regarding them, that there's a new sheriff in town and things are not going to be as they were under the Obama administration.
You mentioned the Forbidden City. What is the meaning of the Forbidden City and the fact that Donald Trump was invited?
That is, in many people who study China believe that the Forbidden City is truly still, to this day, the center of Chinese government. This is very sacred. And so for a foreign leader to be invited to their very center of government is highly significant. And so I think this is, again, no small issue. I don't see the American media picking up on the significance. I think they'd have a hard time finding, you know, rain in the middle of a rainstorm. But in this case, I think it's very apparent that the president is, I think, making good progress in the relationship with China.
When the trip is completed, what do you think the effect will be on North Korea? Does this really bring together more people in affecting the sanctions and in moving forward against North Korea?
I think it's possible, but even if it's not, I think he's been able to essentially meet the Chinese eye to eye and let them know, you know, in person, this is important to me, you need to pay attention. And the other thing I've said in some other interviews I did is like, look, I think we ought to start finding a way to play North Korea against China. I mean, it goes both ways. They've pilloried us with North Korea for years. Maybe we've got to think of a way we can kind of leverage the Chinese to do some things we want. And remember, they are a client state of the Chinese. So, you know, if we so choose to really start troubling North Korea, which we could, you know, that trouble transmits over to China. And I think Chinese understand that we've been very restrained in our ability to essentially spin up the North Koreans. And I'm not talking about going to war. I'm not talking about nuclear weapons. But there's things we could do to make life miserable for the North Koreans, which would in turn affect the Chinese. And I think we had to think about that as well.
I want to turn to a story that actually broke, of course, last Sunday, and that was the tragic shooting in Texas.
Right.
And, you know, we always ask the question, gee, how do you get a read on a person prior to them committing such an atrocity?
Right.
You know, what can we do to prevent this, the mental illness issues? And I think a lot of people ask this question all the time. I asked you that question as we were getting ready to talk on the show today, and you said,
right,
well, there is something we can do. Tell us about
right.
this new development.
Well, we just have not leveraged technology to the level of the state, of the state of the art. I mean, look, I work with law enforcement. I think I mentioned on the air, I advise Sheriff Dave Decatur down in Stafford as Homeland Security Advisor. One of the things I'm doing behind the scenes is trying to help amalgamate and aggregate critical information. Well, Rick, there's software out there. One of the companies I work with, the organizations I work with is working with the counter-drug folks, is called 4DD. They have something called Tetra, and it amalgamates data in real time, sharing databases. And this is available. This works in the counter-drug arena already. It's part of what the counter-drug folks use to essentially help local law enforcement share information rapidly. While we're just not leveraging that technology at the level to bring it to focus on this issue. And I would argue that the shooter, there was bad information out there already on him, besides the Air Force information. Any information regarding his mental health treatment, and all those issues which we all, you know, wail and gnash our teeth after the fact was available. It just wasn't networked. So this, you know, we can start looking at how we can build a composite picture of individuals like him that would give warning signs. I mean, this guy had all sorts of red flags which were ignored or not understood. And any one of them would have been that one thing that stopped him from getting a weapon. So I argue we don't need new gun control laws. We need new technology to actually enforce and prevent, you know, prevent any guy like this getting it, enforcing the law the way they are.
So I can hear the ACLU already coming up with a reason to fight that in terms of the privacy aspects of it. Are you violating somebody's privacy as you, you know, develop this profile? How do you address that? I mean, I'd rather have some privacy violations and have had those 26 people still alive in Texas.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can authorize this capability to have essentially compartmented access. That is so that you can build it so it almost works in the blind. Human beings don't have to see all the information. It just has to be available on call. So the idea, Rick, is this information exists whether we see it or whether someone sees it or not. But it should be available to a system like the NCI, you know, the National Criminal Information System, the basic system that people go to for background checks, to note that, hey, this guy's been mentally treated. You need to look deeper. And that right there would have put on hold any purchase. So we're not talking about something that can be used as a permanent stop. It's something that makes people take a pause and say, let's look deeper before we give this guy a weapon. That's what we're talking about.
All right. A lot of questions about Fusion GPS. And real clear politics this week.
Yeah.
Headline, did Fusion GPS pay journalists to publish fake news? That's what's being wrangled in Congress now, whether Fusion GPS should be forced to reveal its banking records, which might show payments to journalists, payments that might possibly have come from the Russian government or some other money bags client. Very interesting article in Real Clear Politics. And what are you hearing in the people you're talking to?
Oh, absolutely. This is a very valid avenue of investigation by a number of folks who are doing reporting in this town. And you and I both know, Rick, this place is corrupt as heck. And I think it's a very good possibility we're going to find that this actually happened. And that's why the banking records need so desperately to be revealed. I mean, it's going to tell us a great deal. And this is going the other way, too. Let's remember that there's potentially evidence here that these folks, the GPS folks, actually paid foreign intelligence services, that is Steele and the Russians, for this information. That there is completely illegal. It's one thing to have people start looking for collusion, which does not exist as a crime. It's another thing entirely to have clear evidence of payment to foreign sources for information relating to a campaign. That is illegal. So both the, I think, payments to journalists would be unethical, but the payments to foreign intelligence services is clearly illegal. So it's going in an interesting direction right now.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, I appreciate your time this morning.
Sure.
And, of course, it's Veterans Day weekend, and you've given so much to the country and service as well. So thank you for that, and thank you for being with us this morning, Tony.
Thank you, Rick. And no, I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. 7:47 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL. James Stanley has a check of the traffic.
Hey, Rick, yeah, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Through Rockville, northbound on 270, right before Montrose, two right lanes taken out. That's a two-car crash through there. Germantown, that's construction on northbound 270 at Germantown Road. Right lane is blocked, left lanes are moving okay. Through Ashburn, Brambleton 5K is taking place this morning. Starts at 8 o'clock, runs till 11. It's a 5K. Expect closures along North Star Boulevard over to Olympia Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, it's going to be a little better. 42 for the high and the sunshine this afternoon. We'll be down to 39 overnight. It warms up tomorrow. We'll be in the low 50s, and then we'll be in the low 50s pretty much Monday and Tuesday. Overnight lows in the upper 30s once we get past tonight. But outside right now in Washington, it is very chilly. 24 degrees in D.C., wind chill effect at 18 degrees, and we're heading up to 42, the sunshine this afternoon.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is always great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. Of course, she hosts Full Measure every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC7. And very interesting segment tomorrow, Cheryl, on one of the key world leaders that President Trump will be meeting with over the weekend. Now, we've spoken about his visits to South Korea this morning, Japan and China, but this one's a little different.
Yeah, we were in the Philippines over the summer, and I really didn't fully believe what I heard about the president and what was going on there until I saw and heard it for myself on the visit. President Duterte was elected in 2016, and he's super controversial internationally, but wildly popular at home. I think he's got something like an 82% approval rating.
Friday, New York Times reporting that in a speech, he said to Filipinos, quote, at the age of 16, I'd already killed someone. I guess that gives us a little insight into what a character this guy is.
Yeah, and I think I'd already heard that about him. So I'm not sure it's the first time he said it, but he's a tough guy. You know, he was mayor down in the Mindanao area where they've got the Islamic extremist terrorism that they've had for decades. He's cracking down. He's deployed martial law in that region, cracking down on terrorists as ISIS moves in. So he's popular in part because he's being a tough guy, and the citizens who have been living in fear in many areas think that they need it. But probably the most controversial thing he's doing is advocating that not just drug dealers but drug addicts be gunned down in the street by police and even ordinary citizens in sort of a purging of society to try to stop all of the drug use and drug crime. They have killed, according to one estimate, about 10,000 people this way. They're calling them extrajudicial killings. Mm. And again, not everybody is fully behind that notion, but they say, the citizens there, it has helped dramatically to make the Philippines safer, I guess at least if you're not a suspected drug dealer or drug user. The perils are obvious from a human rights standpoint, and these people haven't had trials, and they're not being given due process. So that's, of course, what's so controversial.
And President Trump will meet with President Duterte tomorrow in Manila. It was a year ago this week, of course, President Trump shocked the nation, shocked the pundits, shocked the media, and shocked the world with his victory. As we look back, your reflections.
Well, you know, I wanted to do a look back on our program this week because I called it the big miss last year. The idea that nearly every expert and pundit got it so terribly wrong over and over again. We talked about this last year, you and I, you know, everybody has. But my question I'm asking is, have we reformed ourselves? Have we done self-reflection and self-correction? And I really haven't seen a lot of that. I think, in fact, in many cases, the same players have doubled down and haven't really admitted that we have a problem that needs fixing. So we're taking a look back in our program.
You know, in the past, I've been disappointed when my candidate hasn't won, but when I look at Inauguration Day, I say, well, let's give this guy a chance. There are a lot of people who just never gave Donald Trump a chance.
Well, this is partly by design, as I've written about. He draws the ire of both Democrats and Republican establishment and the media establishment, in my view, because he's outside the money system that they have developed that kind of one hand washes the other. Democrats and Republicans get along behind the scenes in many respects when it comes to the money interests they're serving. Donald Trump was outside of that group. And the money interests have permeated the media, the news media in some cases, not everybody in it, but certain key people and at news organizations are nothing more than political propagandists that are out to not really report the truth or give Donald Trump a chance. They're out to promulgate narratives. And I think that's part of why we see lack of self-reflection and self-correction that I mentioned a moment ago.
We've seen a lot of changes in the United States in response to security threats and terror threats, and most notably probably around the White House with the closing of Pennsylvania Avenue and the other security measures there. What's happening at the Eiffel Tower?
Well, it's a little sad. Scott Thuman, our reporter, was there, and he's going to show us how some temporary barricading. I mean, we have the story here with some of our monuments, some temporary barricading put up because of the Islamic extremist terrorist threats that people hoped would come down, are instead going to be transformed into something permanent. So if you've been able to see the Eiffel Tower unobstructed on a personal visit there, you've really seen a piece of history that's not going to be available much longer. And Scott's going to tell us exactly what they're doing to protect the monument, but it will also, it'll be very different.
That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, and then throughout the day on News Channel 8. As always, Cheryl, such a pleasure to have you with us, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:54, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new, energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy 3 windows, get 1 free with 0% financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality at University of Maryland University College. College. Serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next, this week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
7:59, Saturday morning update. News is next with Heather Curtis, then Garden Sense. And before we leave, just want you to take a moment to reflect on the real meaning of Veterans Day this weekend. And we leave you with a sincere expression of gratitude to all the men and women who have served and to those who are in service to our country. Thank you.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.